Hello everyone, and happy Easter in advance. So to mark Easter this month, our story is called Easter in Lagos, written by Sharon Abimbola Salu. Let's find out what the blurb has to say. It's Easter Sunday in Lagos. People are excited and celebrating, but Eyitomi misses her grandma. In a heartfelt letter, she gives her grandmother 7 reasons why she should spend her next Easter in Lagos. But mommy and daddy have a surprise of their own. Everyone who reads this book will truly enjoy it. Let's begin. Easter in Lagos. Eyitomi felt the rays of the sun warm on her face. Golden beams streamed through glass windows, lighting up the church. Inside her heart, Eyitomi felt like the sun, warm and bright. It was Easter Sunday. Everyone was excited. Sounds of celebration filled the air. Many people still had palm fronds made into small crosses from Palm Sunday. Eyitomi sat in church with her family. Rows of people sat in church pews dressed in bright colors. The elaborate red and gold head tie of a woman reminded Eyitomi of someone special.
"I miss Grandma,"
Eyitomi said to Mommy.
"Me too,"
said Mommy. "She's spending Easter with your auntie and uncle in Ibadan."
"I wish she was spending Easter with us in Lagos," said Eyitomi.
At home, they ate a hearty Easter lunch, their plates piled high with jollof rice, turkey, moi moi, plantains, meat pies, scotch eggs, and lots of other yummy goodies. After lunch, Eyitomi's older brother, Sheye, said to her,
"Why not write 7 reasons why Grandma should spend the next Easter in Lagos? You can show it to her the next time she visits."
"Excellent," said Mommy. "Terrific," said Daddy, winking at Mommy. Earlier that week, Mommy and Daddy had received a very important letter from Grandma. She told them of her plans to spend Easter in Ibadan, but she also mentioned something else. Daddy and Mommy didn't tell Eyitomi or Share what that something else was. It was a surprise. In her room, Eyitomi wrote,
"Dear Grandma, I miss you very much. Easter isn't the same without you. Neither is Lagos. Did you know that Lagos is the center of excellence? I think Lagos is an excellent place to spend holidays. Grandma, you should spend your next Easter in Lagos. Here are 7 reasons why.
1. The school play. Every year, my school organizes an Easter play before we go home for the holidays. This year, I was the angel. I didn't like it at first because I thought it was the smallest part. It was just 3 words and the angel doesn't even have a name. But the story of Jesus' death and resurrection isn't complete without the angel who announces, "He is risen." Now I think it's the best part. Next year, I'd love for you to watch the play. You can sit with Daddy, Mommy, and Sheye.
2. New clothes.
Twice a year, Sheye and I get new clothes. The first is Easter, the other is Christmas. That makes Easter extra special. This year, Mommy took us to the tailor. He took our measurements, and Mommy gave him 2 beautiful purple fabrics. He cut them into pieces, sewed them together, and ta-da! Our Easter clothes were ready. Maybe next year he'll make yours.
3. Pictures.
My class teacher, Mrs. Coker, said that the whole week leading up to Easter is called Holy Week. During Holy Week, we visited many places and took lots of pictures. Sheya made silly faces and I joined him. Maybe next year you'll join us?
I'd love to see your face in pictures. 4. The beach. On Easter Thursday, we went to the beach and enjoyed a grand picnic with delicious snacks. Then we danced to music and dipped our feet in the cool seawater. I picked many seashells too. Shea and I rode on a horse. Now Shea says he wants a horse for his birthday. Daddy took a nap while Mommy read a magazine. Grandma, you'd love the beach. I can picture you relaxing under the sun with your fancy hat and sunglasses. 5. Easter concert. On Good Friday, we went to church for an Easter concert. Grandma, I wish you could have heard the choir. They sounded like angels. When we got home, we ate frisson and fried fish for dinner. Yum! 6. Shopping. On Easter Saturday, we went to the mall. Mommy and I posed like mannequins. Shea laughed. Daddy took our picture. Then we ate shawarma. And finally, 7. Church service. Today was Easter Sunday. We all went to church dressed in our special Easter outfits. People wished each other Happy Easter. The pastor preached about the death and resurrection of Jesus, and we sang hymns. Then we came home and feasted. Grandma, I saved a seat for you. I want to sit beside you next Easter. I hope I'll see you before then. Your Aitomi. The next day was Easter Monday. As the family prepared to attend a barbecue party, the doorbell rang. Shea answered the door. The visitor stepped into the sitting room. It was Grandma. Surprise! Said Mommy and Daddy. Aitomi and Shea screamed for joy. Grandma, I'm so happy to see you, said Aitomi, hugging her tight. I'm happy to see you too, all of you, said Grandma. So Grandma went with them to the barbecue party, where they had lots of fun and ate lots of food. When they got back home, Aitomi showed Grandma the letter she had written. But you left out the most important part, said Grandma. What's that? You, Aitomi, you're the number one reason why I would spend any Easter in Lagos, said Grandma. I love you, Grandma. I love you too, Aitomi. I hope you enjoyed listening to the story. Happy Easter. Bye.